from Sydney's 2UE. Nostalgia with Craig Bennett.
There he is. G'day, Craig.
Hello, George.
Hello, Craig.
And hello, Paul B. Kidders.
We missed you.
Yeah. Hey, Happy New Year. I hope you had a good Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. That's right. I had a great birthday last year as well. It seems that long, doesn't it?
Now, look, we've already wished you Merry Christmas. We're talking Happy New Year.
Okay. Well, you know how time flies.
And we missed you terribly.
Yeah.
And I missed you both terribly as well. And here you are bouncing in my ear, which is just a joy.
All right. Now, we lost one of the early pioneer actors from Australia, I guess. Rod Taylor died over the Christmas break.
Yes, look, he did 10 days ago, and I guess after Errol and Merle, as in O'Brien, and Peter, as in Finch, but long before Mel and Nicole and Russell and Kate were waving the Aussie flag in Hollywood, there was Rod Taylor, the knockabout larrikin, and, I mean, you'll love this story, it's delicious. He was a former Mark Foy's window painter, who won an acting competition, a trip to London via Los Angeles in 1954. He got off the plane in LA and he stayed. He never made it to London. He wanted a crack at Hollywood and talk about getting that crack and becoming a major star because he worked with some of the biggest names in showbiz. I mean, gee whiz, think of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine with the beautiful...
Well, I was going to say, Craig, I remember seeing him in The Time Machine when I was a school kid.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. It was about that time, George. And then along came The Birds with Tippi Hedren, he did not one, not two, but three movies. I mean, how lucky could you be with Elizabeth Taylor, whom he just adored? There was Giant, there was Raintree County, there was The VIPs. He made two movies with Doris Day. Those movies were Glass Bottom Boat and Do Not Disturb. John Wayne, he was in The Train Robbers with the fabulous Duke, Sunday in New York with Jane Fonda, Separate Tables with Deborah Carr.
He was a big star, wasn't he?
We forget how big he was. 36 Hours, a wonderful movie with James Garner, The Catered Affair with Betty Davis. He was in The Virgin Queen with Betty Davis and a very young Joan Collins. Was Joan Collins ever young? Yes, she was. He made 50 movies all up. At one point, he was the highest paid actor on TV. Now, this was in the 60s. The series you both will remember, I'm sure, was Hong Kong, where he played foreign correspondent. He was earning, George and Paul, $4,000 per episode in the 60s, unheard of. So, look, he died 10 days ago of a heart attack at his home in Beverly Hills, but I've got to say, what a life. And he lived at large.
How old was he?
Well, he was 84 when he died, just shy of his 85th birthday. And you know what? He had a connection to this very iconic radio station, 2UE. In fact, if it weren't for 2UE, Rod Taylor might not have become a Hollywood star. This is a rip-roaring story, so I know you are both strapped in.
And it's great that you could give us that information in time for our 90th birthday.
Oh, well, you know what? And he should be part of the celebrations because he went on to big things, and if it weren't for TUE, he certainly would have. Now, look, he was born in Lidcombe in Sydney. He'd have been 85 last week. His dad was in the steel biz. And Mum, who was a psychic, she was fond of the Ouija board, she wrote kids' books. Now, his great-great-great-granduncle was, in fact, Captain Charles Sturt, you know, the British explorer who whirled up and down the Murray River and so forth in the 1800s.
Gee, so, I didn't know that.
I named a flower after him, Sturt's Desert Pear.
That's right, and of course there's, you know, Charles Sturt University and there's a vineyard and all the rest of it.
And Rod Taylor's name was actually Rod Sturt Taylor.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was an homage to his great-great-granduncle, Captain Charles Sturt. So he went to Parramatta High School. This is the wonderful Rod Taylor. Then he studied at the East Sydney Tech College of Fine Arts where he became, so you won't believe any of this, he became a potter. And he'd glaze these beautiful pieces of pottery which he'd often sell at the markets to make a buck. Now, he became a commercial artist and he worked in the old department store Mark Foy's in the city. This is bringing back huge memories, I know. He'd be painting windows and doing backdrops. He wasn't a window dresser. So
he's probably the window dresser or window painter that they said, you won't amount to anything.
Oh, it was all of that and so much more.
There were a lot of rumours about window dressers in those days too.
All of that changed when he went to see a play because the great Sir Laurence Olivier was in Sydney with his touring company. He was performing in Richard III. And Rod Taylor went along to see that. And as he tells the story, he immediately became enamoured with performing. And you know what? With that deep voice he had, because he loved a cigarette and he loved to drink, and he had a voice that reflected all of that, he started working on the radio. Now, he landed a gig on Blue Hills. And then he did a whole bunch of radio stuff, including he was in the Tarzan radio series, which aired on 2UE.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yes. So, look, then he made some movies and stuff. He nabbed a role. His first movie was King of the Coral Sea with Chips Rafferty. Then along came Long John Silver. Which
Can I go back a bit?
Yeah.
Was Tarzan the connection with 2UE?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you, he won a prize that was handed out on radio 2UE,
okay.
How he went to Hollywood. So he makes those two movies, Long John Silver, which, as I say, was a Hollywood movie, but it was shot here in Australia, and that was really his entree to Tinseltown. So anyway, there are some Radio Actor Awards. They happened every year, and the prize was a trip to London via Los Angeles, and this was handed out on 2UE, 1954.
No, 954.
Yes, I know, but back in 1954. See, the connections, it's very spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, as I say, he landed in La La Land, Rod Taylor, and basically he never left. Now, he said in a recent interview shortly before his death, looking back over those early Hollywood days, it was beyond tough. He was in this tiny rented room. In fact, in the old measurements, the room was 8 foot by 10, and that was it. It was just like a box. There was a bit of curtain strung across a corner that made for a wardrobe. There was a bed, single. There was a tap, a sink, a jug, and a bowl that doubled as a toilet, right? So that was how he was living in Hollywood. It wasn't a joy. He'd catch fish off of the beach in Malibu, and that's what he ate for his dinner. 1955, he lands a contract at MGM, $450 a week, and look, he's kind of on the way to becoming a star. He immediately begins this torrid romance with the Swedish sex bomb Anita Ekberg, who in fact died on what would have been Rod Taylor's birthday last
week. So she died. She died after him.
She did, and she died on his birthday, what would have been his 85th birthday, and she was his first big love affair when he got to Hollywood. Look, his private life, married 3 times. First wife was a Sydney model by the name of Peggy Williams. Beautiful. They met when she was he was doing the windows at Mark Foy's and she was modelling the clothes. So he was 21 and such a giddy groom when they wed in 1951. It ended when he won the prize, handed out on 2UE, ready to head off to London via Hollywood. So wife number two was Mary. She was a model as well, had a thing for models. They met at a party at Kirk Douglas's house. Now, this was 1962, so he's a big star by this point. So Kirk Douglas has the party. Rod Taylor is there, and he meets this gorgeous lass, Mary, and they married, and John Wayne was his best man. I mean, God, what a life. You know, you couldn't imagine it, could you?
No.
They had a daughter together named Felicia, who went on to become a reporter for CNN and a finance correspondent. Now, wife number three, and now his widow, sadly, was actually somebody that he met, a beautiful lass, met in the 60s when he was doing the Hong Kong TV show. Now, she was an extra on that show, a Japanese beauty by the name of Carol Kikamura. And they wed in 1980 and remained married 35 years until his death 10 days ago. He came back to Australia quite a lot. In fact, he came back to appear in movies. He was a strong supporter of the Australian movie biz, and what a lot of people don't know is he invested a lot of money in our movie industry. Likewise, when Opera Australia, then it was known as Australian Opera, was about to go under, he wrote out a check, I think, for $250,000 to keep Opera Australia. Oh, he was very much into the arts and whatever he could do.
Yeah. So, Craig, when did his career fade? Because, I mean, they all fade eventually, but when did he fade?
Look, his career went up and down. It fluctuated. So he'd come back to Australia. He made movies like The Picture Show Man with John Mellion.
Mm.
He came back in 97 and made a howler. I mean, it's a guilty pleasure called Welcome to Whoop Whoop.
It was shocking.
Well, it was.
It was terrible.
I can't say that too loudly because my very dear friend Maggie Kirkpatrick loves your show and she was the star.
She was in it.
She was. And in fact...
Hey, Maggie, how are you?
Yes. Well, it was shot near Alice Springs and those two had an absolute hoot. And I'm sure Mag wouldn't mind me telling, just you two, nobody else.
Yeah.
A fabulous story. Now, they were sitting having a drink, right, in the outback and they'd done a hard day shooting and Rod loved a drink. I don't think there was a minute he didn't have a beer in his hand. And they're sitting down, the sun's setting, and he says, you know, Mag, if I were about 30 years younger as you and I'd be having a torrid affair by now, love, because that's how it was like when you were making the movies. Love, you know, away from home, I betted everything that moved, and if it didn't, I'd give it a kick and just to make sure it didn't, and if it did move, well, then that'd wind up in my bed as well. But he said, you know, it's weird, isn't it, how life goes. I'm now too old for all that. The joints ache, the knees hurt. So much easier just to pull the ring off another can.
Well, the only reason I watched that movie was because Rod Taylor Taylor was in it, and I'm sorry, it has to be the worst film I've ever... Hello, Maggie. It has to be the worst movie I've ever seen.
Hang on a minute. Was she insulted by that, or did she say, hang on a minute, how come you're not kicking me into bed?
No, because she said, you know something, love, you're right, because that was, you know, she couldn't... Her knees were aching and her joints were sore as well, so they were kind of... Yeah. They were kind